Hey guys, your girl Michelle Cookie, welcome back to my channel. Hope you like, comment, subscribe to us, because you've found it on that post notifications. That way you can notify as it turns to Piggy Piggy Post Child. That is a mouthful, coming fast and spooky, but that's a whole nother story. Speaking of stories, let's go ahead and get to the story time with your favorite nigga reader. Okay, so we're going to talk about the time I dated a guy from NASA. Well, I guess that worked for NASA. It wasn't from NASA. That worked for NASA. Now, you know, back then, I used to be outside. I was outside. I was rarely ever home, okay? And this was like my early 20s. So like, how I bagged me one of those super early, I don't know. I don't really officially remember where we were out, but y'all know white men love them some chocolate. And so, you know, he was like a little slender white man. And, you know, so we're talking, everything was cool. Like, I know he traveled a lot, etc. And, you know, conversation was awesome. And then, you know, he told me he worked for NASA and that's why he would travel so much, this and that, blah, blah, blah. So it was cool, you know, we'd go out to eat, we'd talk, this and that. And I didn't really think anything of it because, again, though it's like his job was cool, I've never been one to like date somebody for their job. Even though I've dated some people, you know, that have like really, really cool jobs, I never intentionally went out seeking for them. They always sought after me. So I never like went like looking for that or whatever, right? And I remember like one time, and this is like way after like we had like stopped talking, I was talking to my like homegirl. She was like, girl, you dated somebody who worked for NASA? Are you serious? How do you not? And I was just like, I never thought about it like that. And y'all know me, up until now, I never talked about any of this stuff either. But I did eventually end things, and it wasn't in like a bad way, but it's just like, he traveled so much. Granted, his job, it made sense. But I'm like, I'm in my early 20s. Like, you know, I'm, you know, still out doing things. I'm, you know, was trying to get my own career off the ground and stuff like that. So like, I feel like maybe that type of like job, like career, now I'd be like okay with, but in my 20s, like especially my early 20s, I was like, I don't know. But you know, he was like cool, because like he was never like, he was in town, but he wasn't in town super duper a lot. And I'm like, you know, this and that. I was just, you know, I don't know. I just, at the time, it wasn't for me. And like I said, I really like being outside. And what I know now is a lot of men that I've dated, and we'll get into this in a whole other story time, a lot of men that I dated don't really trust me because I was outside so much and because they knew I was sought after. So, you know, it was always low-key a thing, like, well, does she got somebody on the side? Like, and, you know, during that time, I usually did. You know, it was low-key, but I usually did. But I'm, you know, growth, okay? I'm grown up now. And I am trying, I've retired my roster. If you knew me in my 20s, you know I had a roster. Okay, we'll get into that in a whole other video, but I had a roster. So I had retired my roster days, okay? I'm out here trying to like, I'm trying to be a wife. And to be a wife, you have to be faithful to one person. You can't have a roster. I'm trying to be a wife. So, you know, I was giving Real Housewife of whatever the fuck. So I hope y'all enjoyed this. I will see y'all in the next one. You know, but love Cookie Child. Love y'all, and I'll see you in the next one.